as we awaken to our exalted claim. So exalted claim is our treasured return. It's our alignment with our higher presence. So this is an ongoing procedure. It's an ongoing conduct. It's an ongoing voyage. So what we're doing is we're surrendering, to a higher allowance that is all-consuming. So we have free will. So when they say all-consuming, no one's taking us over. It's all for our display. In other words, it's all for our welcoming. It's all for our attendance. It's all for our upright positioning. So as we will choose to come higher, as we will choose every sign and every note, what we're doing is we're opening up to love's broadcast. And so we want to remember that we are love. We are divinity in form. We are source energy beings. We are Christ consciousness. But we don't always travel with. So in other words, we're reassembling the parts and allowing our true tomorrow. So as we will receive our light, so what we're doing is we're opening up to our light. We're opening up the vestibule. We're opening up and receiving God's glory and witness. So God's glory and witness is not a God or goddess somewhere in the sky on a cloud separate from us. God and goddess witness is our own restored insight. So seeing from within, our own restored awareness, our own restored awakening. So we're waking up to the godliness that we are, the godliness that is amongst us, the godliness that is all around us. And so we're taking delight in that extremity of kindness. So the kindness is the universe, dimensional beings from all sorts of dimensions. It's all like one big carnival. It doesn't really feel like a carnival yet because we're still in the throes. It's like a piece of dirty laundry in the washing machine, like agitation here, there, and everywhere. But we want to remember that this is actually supporting our journey, because instead of just going along with all that dirt covering, it's we're being exalted. In other words, we're being stirred. So we're being stirred by our own gracious handout. So we want to remember we're not pawns. It's our own higher essence that's guiding, that's showing. So wherever we've been holding on to a false charge, wherever we're still holding on to judgment, wherever we're still holding on to an old consciousness, this is coming to the forefront now. And that's why some of us are like, ooh, these are interesting times, because everything's being brought forth for us to choose. What we're learning to do is to attune to the light. What we're learning to do is to attune to our own higher essence. And so this is where we get to stand out. And so stand out, it's not like, excuse me, I'm better. Stand out is we stand we profess our light. We profess the light of all. So it's not like who's at fault, who did the wrong thing, who didn't do what they were supposed to do, because that's the energy of judgment. So a lot of us are, they're saying, still being misled, just a temporary moment where we're learning to go aside. In other words, instead of like, just like feeding the old cycle of judgment and punishment, because what we attend to in consciousness is what we truly absorb. So in other words, when we're walking around judging others, we're only projecting, it's all just a projection of the one self. And so we're still functioning out of an old dimensional base. And so this is where we're being signaled to our readiness for a new timeline, for a new reality, for a new consciousness. So this is when they said, when we stand out, we're signaling our readiness with love. In other words, we hold out light. We profess love. So love isn't like, well, let me just get run over. Love is grace. Love is power. And so when we all join hands, we're all moving into a new timeline readily, where that love is professed. Now that love brings forth, that love joins, not separates, joins, and it brings everyone forward willingly. So in other words, everything, every energy, every vibration that meets love's requirement, in other words, we offered it blessings of kindness, this is what unfolds, this is what procures, this is what is stated, this is what arrives. So again, when we're in the, like all of us have situations, I mean, there's no one that doesn't. And so what we're learning to do is we're learning to vibrate complete. So the complete is in our true status, it's in love's occurrence, it's in love's assimilation. So it's in our light. So as we will receive our light in heavily dosing, so this is more and more and more. So again, as we open up to the light, as we hold the ledger of love, this is what then we create out of, and we bring forth God's blessings. God being our God self, God being the I am presence that we are. And as we move into love's, they're saying, situation. And so we want to realize that our I am presence is already on board. It's already fulfilled. It's already activated. It's already present. What we're learning to do is to sync with it, to join with it, to agree with it. So this is where all of that old consciousness, all of that judgment, all of that victimization, all of it, this is what we're learning to leave behind. And it's a little, what would be the word? I'm just going to say, like, my little word would be confusing, because we're really leaving an old belief system, and each of us are just like awakening day by day and really realizing how we've been creating, because we are creating all of this. We are the universe, and we've been creating out of lack. We've been creating out of hostility, and then we wonder why the world isn't being kind. So there's no dark energies or anything out there that's more powerful than the vibration of love. What we're learning to do is to agree with it. What we're learning to do is to be fully consumed with it. What we're learning to do is to allow it to be fully established. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our God essence, God's mercy, our heavenly value. I said heavenly value. They're like, you're free to say. I was like, value or avalanche? And they're like, you can make it avalanche. Why not? So we want to understand that we're quickening into a new reality where we choose. So we say value, like we take little steps because we don't understand how fast we can choose, that this can all be manifested yesterday. So we're the ones that are creating the new establishment. We're the ones that are creating the new earth. We're coming into our completion restoration, our completion value, our completion resonance. So the resonance is a vibrational quickening. It's not like we're getting on a light ship and going somewhere else. We're waking up to love's conclusion with every heartbeat. So just imagine like your physical heart, your spiritual heart nearby, and is everything resonating with our spiritual heart? Are we love complete? And so what we're restoring is our heavenly value, for where we're not abiding in love. We're not complete with love. We haven't agreed with our I am presence. And so what we're learning to do is to have new consideration, new advancement. And so this is where at first we're going to get triggered. We're breathing. We're realizing that's the old vibrational reality. We're releasing and allowing love to consume. So there's something extremely relevant about remembering that we each have free will to allow that love to consume. Because, you know, in our old template, there's still this score sheet. Well, they're wrong. I don't want love to consume because they need to know they're wrong. Well, then we're believing that you can be wrong. So again, if we're all creator energy, we're all spirit, we're all light. We're releasing that old dogma. We're releasing that old victimization, that note taking. And that's very essential. They're saying that we turn around and take note, because even the best of us are still like enjoying the satisfaction of calling someone out or noticing where, you know, they're amiss. And so we really want to notice that lovingly and take note, realizing, oh, this can't come along. This can't come along to my new residence. This can't come along and have me be love incarnate, love fulfilled. And so when we notice that, we let that go and allow those false trespasses really to pass on by, because as we align with our light, as we align with our higher heart, that new intrusion, that new restorative value, that new increase is going to be established permanently when we are starting to abide in love. Now that's where we start creating out of that miraculous enjoyment. So we're not waiting for light ships to arrive. We're not waiting for Jesus to come anoint us. We're waiting for our own self-gifting. So we really want to, they're saying, to understand the power that drives us, the power that we're all using, and to keep increasing in love's good formulation. So allow that love to assist. Allow that love to interplay. Interplay is come and exchange. It's sort of like, just imagine getting new accessories. And it's like, you know, that's old, so I'm going to put that on the side and I'm going to pick the new improved choice. So this is what we're doing. We're delegating readily. There's a vibrational, presence, vibratory field that is encouraging us often. So in other words, we're not waiting for the next download, the next eclipse. It's in our very midst, encouraging us often to delight. So for some of us, we're pretty good in the outer, but in the inner, there needs to be a little bit more love, love for all, love at each occurrence. So we want to join readily. We want to join happily. We want to join with no remorse. Because for some, that when you notice where there's some exchange that needs to occur, there's a little bit of way too much judgment. And so what tends to happen is they're saying we blank out. My word would be kind of like, what would be the word? We just start avoiding or regress or turn away or there's a word, I'm just not getting it. Well, in any event, we don't follow through with that love intake because we treat ourselves so unkindly. So everything that we can do to make love the order of the day, to make love the rule of the day, to just imagine a heart, imagine a puppy, a kitty, like whatever feels self-pleasing, a crystal, Saint Germain hanging out with you. They're saying, like, for each of us to pick an ally, an advocate, something that remains with us steady, that's going to help us choose the light. For me, I just have this like heavenly glow. It's just this light that is just all consuming. It may be a crystal. It may just be a heart. It could be a gumball. So whatever arises, it could be Archangel Michael, but it's a symbol that stays relevant. In other words, it has significance for you. That's going to help you stay steady. In other words, so that each time we come upon our true remembrance, we stay in charge. We stay conscious. That was the word I was looking for. We kind of go unconscious, because it's like all of that harboring resentment just kind of overwhelms. So when we have that love container, when we have that love commitment, when we have that love through and through, it's going to be an easy exchange, out with the old and with the new. So allow yourself to receive your heavenly treasuring. Allow yourself to receive your heavenly gifting. So when I said the word gifting, it was like more and more. Each of us still put a cap on it. Each of us still put a limit on what we believe we can conceive. If we can remember that we are divinity in form, there is no limit. There is no limit. So it's like each of us are day by day increasing love's enjoyment, joining with love, increasing our light quotient. So this is where we become more and more effective in traveling in higher circles. So each of us are being stepped up, groomed, aligned by Master Council. And so the higher we go, the higher we travel, the more we enjoy, the more we join with, the easier it is to interface, the easier it is to get those new ideas, new promises, new promotions. In other words, we start calling forth that which is written in our divine plan. So on the one hand, merrily we go, we're the ones consuming love. On the other hand, we have each committed to a divine plan, a divine appointment, where we assume that they're saying that startling occurrence, but what they mean, like, oh, we're all here to serve the beloved, to serve the collective, and we're all joining hands. So in other words, everyone's needed. No one's better, no one's higher. Everyone has a role to play. And so when you're ready, when you hit like that divine sweet spot, so to speak, it's like you're going to act, you're going to self-activate. So we don't have to worry like we're going to miss our opportunity. It's impossible. What we often miss is the highest altitude, the highest frequency. So everything's ready to join with us as we will accept. So how easy is that? As we will accept, as we will receive. So again, we're releasing, we're forgiving, and we're allowing. Allow yourself to join hands, again, joining hands with the beloved, joining hands with your higher self, joining hands with your true assembly. Your true assembly is who you are in your truth, who you are in your truth. And so allow yourself to glow. You allow yourself to remember. Allow yourself to be complete. So the remember may not be a conscious memory. It's more of an energy remembrance. In other words, it simply feels good to be one with light, to be one with love, to be one with source energy. So how can this possibly go wrong? So in other words, this is where we all join hands. We're learning to be kind and kinder still to ourselves. So we still tend to berate ourselves. They're saying, you know, more often than not, because again, this is the lower self, the lower voice. And so this is where we're parting ways with that old lifestyle and assuming the new reality, assuming the new, they're saying domination, but it's not domination over another. It's domination over your quickening. So it's like agree, 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 assemble, assemble, assemble. And they're saying quickly, 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 so that we kind of, when I say step it up, it's not a judgment, it's more of a love's priority. So in other words, it's here for the taking. Now, Kutumi has been hanging out all day, so of course, Kutumi's here, sort of presiding. And so what he's doing, in essence, is simply holding the vibrational accompaniment. So what that does is it just really increases our love, love's good pleasure. It helps us find and consent to the vibrational allotment, enjoyment. And again, for each of us, it's our next step. It's our next quickening. It's our next delight. So we don't have to worry about taking on more than we can process, and we don't have to worry about not receiving enough. But we want to join with all that's ready to know. So again, to know ourselves, to know our higher self, to know our true essence. Let us receive. And I still hear this, like, receive early, receive early. The best way to explain that is we still don't understand, how would I say that, like how advanced we are, how ready we are, how entitled we are. So when they say receive early, it's like, you're learning, we're all learning how to go into the unknown and to trust that, and to trust that as our true existence. Allow yourselves to receive allow the shift in timeline to be complete. And they're saying, like, when I said complete, they actually added a little. It was sort of like, how about I put that in words, like ever processing, ever moving. So in other words, receive and then allow for future engagement, allow for future momentum. So it's sort of like, almost like waves. It's like steps, but they're coming like in waves. Like gentle waves, and next, receive, receive, receive. And so it is. All right. Thank you, everybody.